السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Zulhijjah, 1444, the day of Eidul Adha, the celebration of the Muslims, because the Hajj has reached its pinnacle and most aspects of Hajj and pilgrimage are concluded and completed. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the end, and verse number 32. Chapter 27 and verse number 32. We know that he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, the Prophet Solomon, King Solomon, he was informed by Hupi, and that is Hudhud, that there is a lady and she is a queen, but they are worshipping the sun and she has huge amount of people that are with her, but they're not worshipping Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. So he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, sent a letter and a note via Hudhud to her, to Bilqis, the queen of Sheba, that you better come here to me, innahu min Sulaiman, that this is from Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, King Solomon, wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim, and in the name of Almighty Allah, who's very gracious, very merciful, Allah ta'alu alayya, don't be arrogant and proud with me. Wa atuni muslimin, come here to me and you must submit and surrender to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then secondly to me. How did he, Hudhud, take this letter? The ulama and scholars have written that in his beak he kept this letter, and right in her secret chamber, there in her huge palace, and he went and dropped it there. And then out of ethical, you know, and manners, he moved one side. So she was amazed and astonished. How could all this happen? So now this is what happens after receiving the letter and reading it. Chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, and verse number 32. Qalat, she said, Ya ayyuhal mala'u, O you cabinet, O you caucus, O you chiefs, O you ministers, aftuni, you must give me now a verdict. You must give me some counsel. You must give me some advice, fi amri, regarding this matter of mine. There seems to be a much greater, bigger king and ruler and a person who is telling me that I must come there, and otherwise there'll be huge, huge problems for me, fi amri. So you must give me some advice and give me some consult and so forth. Ma kuntu qati'atan amran. I cannot take a firm decision and a decisive decision on my own and unilaterally. Hatta tashhadun, until you are present here by me, and then we have mutual and bilateral discussions, and then I will tell him and inform him that what I will do. So that is what happened thus far. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will continue tomorrow with this lesson on the noble Quran. With the help and grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we are here in Port Shepstone in the South Coast. The weather here is very, very good. And we thank our Haji Musa Manjara's family. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant our Haji Musa Manjara Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. On a Friday, 2.5 years ago, he passed away. So let us take you around the world with the news, views and interviews, locally, nationally, globally. So first we read takbir. Why? Almighty Allah Jalla Walad informs us, O Muslim, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the first of Shawwal, Ramadan is finished, so you read takbir. When Arafat is finished, then the next day Eid al-Adha, then you read takbir. If you study the Noble Quran, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse number 185, and you will see Almighty Allah states, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and you glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Ramadan Mubarak is finished, our fasting month. Now we go to the open field. We go there, remember, to the mosque for the Eid prayer. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, the day of gratitude and thankfulness. And this Eid year, this Eid al-Adha, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ, Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 37, Allah Jalla wa'ala has made subjugated to you the camel, the cow, the goat, the sheep, these animals, the bull, the ox, so that you go and sacrifice them. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and so that you glorify Almighty Allah's name that He guided you. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, glad tidings to those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerely. So when we sacrifice and slaughter the animal, it should be done in a humane manner. Chapter 22, verse number 37, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Zayyinu A'yadakum Bit Takbir, beautify your Eid with Takbir, that people want to say, I am important, I am a Master Somebody. Islam teaches us we are nobody, we are non-entities. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratu asila. We glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and we recite the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Now we take you to Canada. You see there in the Quebec and there in other parts of Canada, the wildfires are still raging on and it's having a negative impact on certain parts of America. That the smoke level and the vision and all that, big, big problems. They have to wear masks and so forth. Millions of people impacted negatively, and that shows Kudrat ka karishma. Everything is solely, only, exclusively under the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In Sweden, the government, the courts allowed one person to go and burn the Quran. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. These are the shayateen. These are the children of Lucifer. Remember, one side they will speak about human rights. On the other side, they will speak about freedom of religion. But they thrive on all this. And the court said that no, he must be allowed to burn the Quran. May Almighty Allah guide them. And if there's no guidance for him or the government, may Almighty Allah destroy and decimate them. Turkey is 100% right, and we stand 100% with Tayyip Erdogan on this issue, that he must object to Sweden becoming a full member of NATO because of the anti-Islamic sentiments and hurting the feelings and emotions of the Muslims worldwide, more than 1 billion. Hence, we need to be very clear on this issue and not sit on the fence. People who sit on the fence are committing a major offense. The Israeli government told the women, listen to this carefully. The Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime told their women, you go home, stay at home. And that is what this government is saying. Now, just turn it the other way around. if the Taliban, my brothers, and my government there, our government there in Afghanistan, had to tell the women, you stay at home, they would say that this is a repressive and an oppressive government, and they're not allowing human rights, and they are not allowing freedom to women, and so forth. But when the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime does this, then what do you say? You United Nations, you United States, you United Kingdom, Biden and Sunak, what do you say now? So remember that you can't justify certain things for the jutlas and haramis, and then you say that when Muslims do it, then you want to object on it. So that will be a case of double standards and hypocrisy which the whole world can see. BB, the war criminal, is playing a dangerous game. He wants to play with US, and he wants to play with China, and he wants his bread buttered both sides, and he's a serial liar, and all his lies are becoming manifest and very, very clear. We see the Israeli defense minister, that they have now said that four settlers will be held in jail and what have you, and arrested without trial. This is just for the world consumption, because they know their settlers are big, bigger than the terrorists. Once you steal somebody's land, you occupy somebody's land, these are squatters. You know what is squatters? That you see they just come and invade your land and they squat there. That is what Israel is doing for the past 75 years. Therefore, our rule in Islam will be one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. We don't have to apologize to anybody. That is the Islamic verdict and the Islamic rule. Then we see Europe is reaching a catastrophe. Who said so? The government of Hungary. They're not hungry for power. They are speaking the truth that Europe is already on the verge and precipice of catastrophe. Now look at this story. The ex-prime minister of apartheid Israel, Ehud Barak, he is under investigation by the Israeli police. Why he spoke against this current government and so forth. So then we come to our beloved country, South Africa. You know load shedding, DC direct current, AC alternate current, ANC and no current. So you find more than 35,000 chicken are dead. Why? And the citizen carried the whole article because of load shedding. So it is a menace to society. It is a menace to the creation of Almighty Allah. Allah is teaching you, O Muslim, O Muslimah. Chapter 22, verse 37. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You must fulfill your duty with beauty. Whether you are sacrificing your qurbani animal, which we will do today, our camels, our cow, our goat, our sheep, and so forth. So everything must be done in a humane fashion. Similarly, there will be no stunning. And other days when we slaughter our chicken and so forth, so then also give them water. There must be a sharp knife and so forth. That is what Islam teaches. These people tell us about animal rights and human rights, but their human rights is thrown out of the window when they are allowing abortion. And you see that animal rights is thrown out of the window when they allow the stunning and the shock that they give the chicken and so forth. So it's all a case of secularism and capitalism, how to make maximum amount of money in minimum time. Can you believe this story of South Africa, our beloved country, that the South African National Defense Force wants to spend 55,000 rand per soldier on new uniforms? Can you believe that? 55,000 rand. And I just see them getting more and more fit, because I don't see no war in South Africa and so forth. And they are just eating, drinking and sleeping. For them, every day they're celebrating, looks like to me, that's my opinion. France, many people killed there because one youngster was killed. So there are huge, huge problems in France. And Macron, he is a small Hitler also of our time. And then we see that in America, now they carried the story, you see, that they said that over 100 U.S. elites have linked to slavery when you study their ancestors, including the Biden family. They were actively buying slaves from Africa, selling them, and today they want to become the paragon of human rights. They want to become the defenders and the promoters of democracy and so forth. It's all murky. Therefore, in the American schools, they don't want to teach them the true history of America, what crimes they committed in the past 100, 200, 300 years and so forth. Thereafter, remember in Jeddah yesterday, you know Jeddah is one of the main cities in Saudi Arabia. Riyadh is the capital. There you will find all the embassies. And in Jeddah, you will find the consulates. So in front of the American consulate yesterday, it seems like that somebody wanted to give the Americans an Eid present. And he went there or what have you. Allah alone knows what the details are. But the Saudi shot that person dead. So one person dead in front of the American consulate there in Jeddah. So there are some messages I need to tell you now. So as I told you that I'm in Port Shepstone. So inshallah the Fajr Salat here for Fajr now is 5:45. Therefore for today we started the program early. But from tomorrow onwards inshallah everything will be business as usual. And that will be, my slot will be from 5:25, 5:30 to 6 o'clock. So that's tomorrow inshallah. So Fajr Salat here in Albert's World, mashallah, and in the town masjid also, I think is 5:45. So we will have to go there. And then secondly, the Eid Bayan and Eid Talk and lecture will start at 6:50, 10 to 7, inshallah. And the prayer will be 7:15. So inshallah, that will be live on Barakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And then remember that we should be reading the takbir after every first salat. And that is takbir at tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Here in South Africa, we will continue with the takbir till Sunday. And that is till after Asr we will read. And now today, that is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, remember to fast is haram and not permissible for us as Muslims. So it is ayyamu aklin wa shurbin wa zikrillah. The days of eating, drinking, remembering Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and making shukr and be grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. To you, Hujjaj Baitillah, this is very, very important. You across the world listening to us now on Radio Al Ansar International and listening to us on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, for you there in Makkah, Mina, and wherever you are, it is the 11th of your Zulhijjah, and Almighty Allah addresses this issue. Wazkurullah fi ayyamin ma'dudat. Remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in these few days. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. You want to go away quickly, so you go and pelt today, the 11th, and you pelt tomorrow, the 12th. And if you want to stay and the extra day, and we encourage that always when we perform Hajj, we would stay. And that is the way the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajj. So you pelted 11th and 12th, and then you go away, and then only Tawaful Wida is left. So that is fatwa verdict. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ, whosoever stays over for the 13th, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, then there's no sin upon him, لِمَنِ اتَّقَى, and that's your taqwa and piety, and that's the best. However, you will see people pelting now in all times. All these fatwas that say you can pelt in the morning on 11th, 12th, and so forth, we reject it totally. It's not worth the paper on which it's written. There is ijma and consensus. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, all four schools say pelting on 11th, 12th, and 13th also. We should only pelt, remember, on the afternoon and no pelting in the morning. So there is one verdict of Imam Abu Hanifa for the 13th, but that also is makruh and so forth. So we pass the verdict, remember, for the 13th also. After the sun has passed the zenith, is then only. So only afternoon pelting is valid. So you, Hujjaj Baitillah, learn to do things, fulfill your duty with beauty, and don't go and look for loopholes and shortcuts. May Almighty Allah grant everyone a Hajj Maqbool and Hajj Mabroor, and Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, and may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect Masjid al-Aqsa and destroy the enemies of Islam and Muslims if there is no guidance for them. Last night before sleeping, I see many places, remember, they are cancelling the Eidgah and so forth due to inclement weather. So go for Fajr, you the man in the Masjid, and see what's happening in your area. Is the Eidgah or not? Or will you be reading the Eid Salat in your respective places, in the various masajid and mosques? So inshallah, we wish everybody well for this Eid al-Adha. And we say what you must greet your brother to brother, sister to sister on this Mubarak blessed day of Eid al-Adha. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. Ya Allah, accept from us. Ya Allah, accept from others. And remember, ask one another for forgiveness. ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم. Do you not love Allah to forgive you? If you want, O Muslim, O Muslimah, that Allah must forgive you, then you must learn to forgive others as well. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. When we have that magnanimous heart, then Allah will elevate us as well. So we also ask for forgiveness, and you also ask for forgiveness, and may Almighty Allah unite this Ummah and Muslimah on haq and on the truth. Inshallah, Brother Junaid, we got still 10 minutes, 12 minutes left. So you fire up the questions and then we will answer, inshallah. Then I will read the sunnah and then go here to the masjid in Albertville, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti, if I miss my Eidgah, will my Qurbani still be valid?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The Quran Sharif says, فَصْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. Famous surah, chapter of the Noble Quran, chapter number 108. It is the shortest surah and chapter in the Noble Quran, and verse number 2. Almighty Allah informs us, فَصْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ, that you must perform your Eid Salat for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, wanhar, and then go and do your sacrifice. But Allah forbid you overslept or you got caught up in traffic and you must Eid Salat and so forth. So remember that after that you go, because you must your Eid Salat, and according to the Hanafis and them, you must read it in Jamaat and congregation. Shafis and them, and they say that you can read it individually as well. So if you follow Shafi Ambali school and so forth, you read individually and then you go and sacrifice and slaughter. According to Hanafis, if you miss your Eid Salat, then you can't be reading, you must remember individually. So you go on, beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness, and then you carry on with your sacrifice and your slaughter.
Mufti, after slaughtering today, would it be permissible to fast tomorrow because my Qurbani will be done?
Remember, fasting today, from today is the 10th of Zulhijjah, so to fast on the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, here in South Africa, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to fast is haram, and those who are following the Saudi calendar, the Moon Sami's calendar, so remember, for you to fast today and fast tomorrow and Saturday is haram, from Sunday onwards you can fast. So basically, from the 14th of Zulhijjah, you can start fasting, but 10, 11, 12, 13, and the 1st of Shawwal after Ramadan, these 5 days are haram to fast for a Muslim, hence not permissible.
Mufti, I am a musafir. Is my Qurbani wajib upon me, or can I delay it until I reach back home?
Remember, my brother, there are three issues here. Issue number one is you are on a journey. So regarding Eid Salat, is it compulsory upon you or not? No, it's not compulsory, but we will strongly recommend you, if you're a male, then you must go to the masjid or to the Eidgah, wherever you are, and perform your Eid Salat. Second one is this, the days of slaughtering. Now we're speaking of South Africa now. So today, remember, is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, these 3 days are the days of slaughtering. So you will reach home tomorrow, or it is Friday, or tonight, or Saturday. So then it's still compulsory, according to Hanafis, for you to go and sacrifice and slaughter, my brother. So there's no problem with that. when they read the books of the great, great giants of Islam, Allama Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, has written a masterpiece which I have, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Al-Masailu Allati Infarada Biha Al-Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi. Those maslahs and verdicts where Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, is one side, and all the other great jurors of Islam on the other side, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Malik, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, state, the days of slaughtering are 10th, 11th, 12th. So for us this year, 2023, 1444, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, before sunset, we must be finished. But Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, alone, he says that on the 13th of Zulhijjah, you can slaughter as well, so that will be permissible in the Shafi'iyya faqat, only according to the Shafi'i jurors and scholars. So Sunday for this Hajj year, so this Eid al-Fitr, so it will be permissible for them to slaughter, sacrifice on Sunday as well. But we will advise everybody that before sunset on Saturday, you should be completed and you should be already done and dusted with. You should be busy now with distributing your meat and so forth. And while we're on this topic, best is your qurbani, meat and animal, then you make three parts. It's not compulsory, but highly, highly recommended. One for yourself, one for your family and friends, your daughter-in-laws, give your mother-in-law, and not only some meat, send some present also, inshallah. Say, oh Ummi, this is your beloved daughter-in-law. And on this Mubarak, blessed day of Eid al-Adha, I'm making dua for you. Oh Ummi, oh mother, beloved mother-in-law, this is my gift to you. And thereafter, remember, one third we give to the poor. And Hanafi scholars and jurors say you can give to the Muslims and to the non-Muslims, while the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them say no. When you give Qurbani meat, when you give Aqiqah meat, then the recipient must be a Muslim only and not a non-Muslim. So these are all academic discussions.
It says here, Paulina says, I am in the holy lands of Makkah. Your rituals are very difficult in this extreme heat. Yet I find the youngsters serving the old people. There is such unity in Islam. I wish our South Africans could also live so united like these Muslims here. Also surprising, there is no crime or theft here. Paulina.
Yes, very good, my sister. I don't know if you went for Hajj or you are just there working there. But remember, my sister Paulina, that when you study Hajj, what is Hajj, my sister Paulina? You need to analyze it and so forth. Inshallah, tonight, today our program is that 10 to 7, inshallah, will be our bayan, our lecture here for Eid. And then the salat and prayer, dua and khutbah and so forth, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Then tonight we will be there in Harding. So remember that there will be the talk starting after Isha, 7 o'clock is Jamaat. So inshallah we will speak about Durusul Hajj, the lessons one should take from Hajj. Quickly in 1 minute, what is Hajj? It is a journey of love. Everybody now must realize that this world is just a sojourn, a temporary place. I wore my two towels, and that is my kafan, my shroud. And I'm saying, oh Allah, I'm ready and prepared to meet you. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. My sister Paulina, when we perform Hajj 89 and 90 and so forth, the Hajj, the degrees there, the heat was 90, the heat was in 1990 and so forth, 50 degrees. Remember that now it's 45, 46 degrees. So that is to show and make manifest our love for Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Oh, beloved Allah, Allah is saying, oh, you true believers, that you have been madly, intensely in love with Almighty Allah, that I do that to make manifest my love for Almighty Allah. So that is what the Muslim is doing. and then the poor, the needy, the handicapped, and you'll find so many people are prepared to help them. So that is the brotherhood, that is the unity of Islam and Muslims. So my sister, that's a special occasion. But when people go back to their countries, then the spirituality, the environment is a toxic environment, and therefore then we lose it. But may Almighty Allah accept everybody's good deeds.
Mufti, is the sighting of the moon compulsory this Eid as it is for Ramadan? What happens in a case where the moon was not sighted but still have Eid according to the calendar?
Remember, you're speaking about Saudi Arabia. There was no sighting there. And I sent you the whole report of the British brothers who were there, more than 20, 22 of them approximately. And none of them could see the crescent and the moon and so forth. But the Saudi authorities said that this day is the Arafat day. This day is Eid day. Yesterday they celebrated Eid. Your Eid, your Hajj, everything is valid and inshallah will be accepted. The sin is upon them. And it's not only from now. For past 30, 40 years they are doing this. And most of the time they have the wrong dates, whether it be for Ramadan or whether it be for Eid or whether it be for Hajj and so forth. This is a total, you know, the capitulation and remember and boot licking of the West and so forth and so on. So therefore we say it very clearly, and you can quote me anywhere, MBS and his government of current, they're not Muslim, they're out of the fold of Islam. Surah 9 verse 37, remember, innaman nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri, that this is called nasi, when you start fiddling with the Islamic lunar calendar, this is another addition in their kufr and blasphemy. So what we are following, the calendar, that's the correct one. Today is the day of Eid, not just today, but the ummah got herd mentality. Give them one vaccine up their buttocks, they'll take it, one booster and one rooster and so forth. So in a herd mentality, that is what happens today. So who is going to make proper research and all that? So when you make proper research, there was no sighting in Saudi and so forth. So we have the, but the Hajj is done and the Eid is valid. The sun is on the authorities. So inshallah, today is the day of Eid al-Adha and we should stay away from all vices and all sins. The last question.
This question comes from little Ubaidullah, who says, Uncle Abdul, I am 9 years old. My brother has 2 children who are elder than me. I am a late born. Must they call me uncle?
So you must remember, so you call me Uncle Abdullah, so I must call you Ubaidullah, Uncle Ubaidullah. So remember, if the people are senior to you, then you must show respect to them. And if you are junior, then both ways Islam gave. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam always gives us, you must remember, the directives and the guidelines. مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. If you don't show respect to your elders and you don't have mercy, compassion to the youngsters and the youth, then you are not following our way, the true way of Islam. Open Musnad Ahmad and various compilations of hadith and you will find it there. So we leave it there for today. Inshallah, we'll be live again at 10 to 7 this morning. Inshallah al-Aziz, Inshallah al-Aziz. And that will be the Eid lecture and the Eid Salat and Dua and then the Khutbah. Yeah, Inshallah, we hope that the Eidgah here. And as the weather so far seems to be holding, I think, Inshallah. And remember that tonight we will be there, Inshallah, in Harding. And after Isha, remember, will be the talk there. And on Markaz Sahaba, you can listen to Maulana Qatani's dua that he recited and made there in Arafat. And that's from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock or so. And the tafsir will continue today. My tafsir between 1 o'clock and 1:30, and 1:30 to 2 will be the dua. We heard yesterday the Khatmul Quran dua. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.